Why not? Let's do it. 4321101. If you'd like a piece of the action, feel free to dial that thing at any time for any reason. Hello, I'm feeling extra perky today.
Good. I was wondering if I could ask you a favor.
Sure.
Okay, my name's Laura.
Yes.
And I've got a friend here at work, and about 2 or 3 weeks ago, her and her husband split up. And she's been kind of depressed lately, and I was just wondering if maybe you could give her a call, sing her a song or something, make her feel better.
I don't have the time to call her. Just put her on the phone.
Oh, you want me to?
Right now.
Okay, hold on.
But I don't have time to wait, so hurry.
Okay. No, you can't go over there. Hello?
Hello, little honey. I hear you're depressed, huh?
Very depressed.
Do you miss your husband?
A little bit.
What was the reason for the breakup?
He just decided he didn't want me anymore.
Oh, God, he cast you aside. He used you, abused you, and cast you aside like an old shoe.
I know. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah, so that's what you're depressed about, I guess, eh?
Well, that and no hobble for 3 weeks.
Well, that's... for Superman. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Coming to the aid of damsels in distress. Up in the air. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. I sit in my study when suddenly the emergency light goes off. Damsel in distress. 409 North Blauman Boulevard. Husband is a bender. She's all alone. I quickly don my... leap out the window. With her head on her pillow. Here. Damn, will you remember to open the windows? She looks up and says, "Oh, is that you, Superman?" I say, "Yes, baby, it is I." Feast your eyes on that bad boy. Unfortunately, I've had a lot of service calls this week, and so I've had to bring my assistant. I'd like to introduce you to my assistant. This is Carlisle. Carlisle, this woman has not had any hobble for 3 weeks.
Bad.
That is bad.
That is bad, bad, bad.
That's horrible.
See, I've never done a record before.
Well, it's
that's bad, bro.
It's been done.
That is bad. Believe me.
I believe it.
Believe me.
I believe it.
Believe me, that's bad. Believe me.
All right, dear. So, Carlisle, if you wouldn't mind doing the honors. Yes, yes. I got some bookkeeping work to do. Breaks the ice, as it were. And at last, she is satisfied beyond her wildest dreams. As we turn and stand by the window, ready to launch off to our next conquest, she smiles there in a negligee and says, "Can I talk you guys into staying?" I say, "Yeah. If we can talk you into turning into a six-pack in a TV set." Yeah. Come on, Carl!
No holds barred rock and roll radio. You got it. The Grease Man on DC 101.
Okay, workout, Stevie.